And the peoples who were most famously affected were, of course, the Crimean Tatars, the Ingushes, the Chechens, the Kalmucks. One's certainly talking of 3 to 3.5 million. In many cases, they reckon that 40% of those died during transport and, of course, during the forced labour when they arrived. When I say arrived, usually what happened was a lot of them were just literally dropped by the railhead with no tools, no seeds, and were literally left there in the desert. So it's hardly surprising how many died. It was interesting to see that, like in the earlier deportations of sort of pre-Christian times, that they took their sheep with them. But in these cases, they had to leave everything there.
So Sennacherib may not have been quite as bad as Stalin. Cold comfort for the victims. The Lachish reliefs show the misery that defeat in war always entails. But of course their main focus is not the Judeans, but Sennacherib in his moment of triumph. They do not record Sennacherib's less than glorious end, assassinated by two of his sons while he was at prayer to the gods who had appointed him ruler. He was succeeded by another son, whose son in his turn conquered Egypt and defeated the pharaoh Taharqa, who is the subject of our next programme. And so the cycle of war that these reliefs show, brutal, pitiless, and devastating for the civilian population, was about to begin all over again. You can see this object in close-up and browse hundreds more at the A History of the World website. Go to bbc.co.uk/A History of the World.